I'm going to be honest with you all out there.
None but a gangster.
This is going to be interesting today.
Now, why would you say?
Because I am getting ready to roll.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I'm not going to be here tomorrow.
Yeah, Evan and I.
Going away for the weekend.
We're not excited. Yeah, we're going to miss you.
And, but I'll bring it home. I don't be a pro. I don't get too high or too low, even though I'm looking forward to this long weekend.
You get negative. No, but then, no, that's...
Well, what did you say?
I said you get negative.
Get negative when?
Just
when
in
you,
life.
When you,
got
you interrupt
that.
Me? Perhaps.
Who you? Real quick, I need a disclaimer.
Okay.
I'm preoccupied, and I need Carter and Risotto to help me. I'm yours for 4 hours, Steiny, but ask me where my head's at, my mind's at.
Where's your mind at?
In Tahoe! Why
that's where
are
I'm
we
going.
Not there?
That's where I'm going. I'm going to there.
Yeah. With the celebs?
Well, I'm not one of them, but I'm going up there to golf. Not with the celebs,
oh, okay,
at another
then,
course.
Yeah. Why are we not there? You're going to read that list, Carter! Everybody's there.
I'm so upset.
And they're loose. Hey, hop on for a minute, Barkley. You know our boss.
I can't speak to that.
All right, there we go.
I wasn't in the decision making.
Dude, but that's on my bucket list. I know Mars is like, you need a better bucket list, Goo, but damn.
No, there's a...
Yeah, that's a party going on up there.
I have the celebrity list here, and it's unbelievable.
It's VIP light, Steiny.
And at some point, I want to go through all these names.
All right.
And there are some, I don't know who they are. And so...
Oh, I hadn't saw one.
Are you kidding? Who's Colin Jost?
Now that goes to the celebrity basketball games. We read them all, so, we're like, who are they?
I think we're going to have some fun today by...
Saturday Night Live, Steiny. You're asleep, see? Thank you, Carter.
No, but the way we're going to do it is we're not going to cheat.
The youngsters know.
And, who is... Who is?
Give it to me.
Justin Gaethje.
UFC fighter.
He's making me feel
unbelievable.
Yeah, you might want to stop this bit.
Who is The Miz? Who is The Miz?
No idea.
Okay, there's one we
I
don't know.
I want to say rapper.
I got nothing on that one either.
Yeah. Okay. Boy. But other than anyway, that, is heavy. Curry's up there. Cannon.
So isn't, I know it can't be this guy, but isn't there a pitcher in baseball, the young guy?
Yeah, the young guy in Milwaukee.
Well, just made his debut.
Yeah, yeah. His nickname is The Miz, but it's not him. He's in Milwaukee.
Well, he might be between starts.
Yeah, I'm guessing rapper.
All right.
Wrestler.
Oh, really? Steiny butchering names already. Sure. It's going to be.
I'm in a good mood.
How come?
Just.
Because you just said you're not in a good mood because we're not up there.
Well, I just found out you won't be here tomorrow. I'm playing with you. I love you. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Let's get it, man.
Giants?
I mean, you reached into that bottle you got from Costco of Magic and kind of used it all the other night with the walk-off from Patrick Bailey, which will never be forgotten. But, Steiny, the rat on the table is you took 2 out of 3, brought to you by Echo Pest Control. I heard the Joes this morning going at it. It was brotherly love, but they were sparring over Verlander and him not having a win. But the bottom line is, even with Ralphie Devers, Steiny, this offense is impotent. Like, they didn't do anything yesterday.
Well.
And I guess you could say there was a,
Well, there was a left-hander.
We've both been married after the honeymoon, the day after you kind of shoot plays. You know what I mean? So that's what they did. They partied hard after a big win. But, boy, Bryce Harper was in his bag yesterday.
The Giants, if somebody can explain this, it'd be news to me. Because I only have one way to explain this.
Oh, give it to me.
In 71 games, the Giants averaged, the first 71 games, the Giants averaged 4.3 runs
right.
per game in 71
down.
Games. Right. They traded for Devers. He's been here for 22 games. And they're averaging 3.8 runs, which is 0.5 less. Can somebody explain that? And the answer is no, you can't. There's only one thing you can say. That's baseball.
Oh, I love that.
I mean, yeah.
Those guys in the morning were using that.
Everybody, you know, they got Devers. Everybody, this, that. And I'm like, you know.
I'm one of them. You're talking to me.
I'm like, I don't know why, but I thought, you know, it's not outside the realm of possibility. The offense could get worse. Well, how could that happen? I don't know. It just could because it's baseball. And maybe Devers takes a while to get adjusted. And other guys go into a slump. And that's baseball.
And it's you said it, Stein. You went Deion Sanders. What did you say, 21 games? There's more games left for them to get hot, but I'm not going to sit here in front. I am shocked because I thought everybody would be better, see better, the domino effect. Shout out to Domino's Pizza, but the bottom line, Stein, is we haven't seen that happen, but I'm going rats galore, right on the table is Devers healthy? And I know Fleming talked about it yesterday with Shasky and Spadoni, Stein, and I brought it up to you, Willard and Dibbs, yesterday, and Grandy. I'm worried, like, help him help himself? Like, sit out and get that groin or back healthy so we can take off. But if you're going to continue to be John Wayne and use Gorilla Glue and duct tape, what if he never is healthy and we're watching this version of Devers? Then you'll never get that impact that we're looking for.
Do you really think it's that simple?
No.
Okay.
I'm going Kanye with Sway. I don't have the answers, Sway.
I do.
But if you're
I have the answers.
Why do I feel like with glasses, you're still being blind to the fact that he might be injured and that's affecting him at the plate?
And why can't you understand that they deal with this kind of thing all the time in professional sports and minds get together and conversations happen and they determine what is best for the player and what is best for the team, and that let's all assume that's what's going on. And up until this point, they feel like we don't need to give him a day off.
What? Which he's going to get four, right?
Yeah.
All right, come Sunday. But
and
what if we come back out? Because we're we're past 81 games. I hate that we're at the break. Really, mathematically, we're not. We're past the break. So I guess, Stein, what about, and Shasky was saying it, the Phantom IL stint where it's he doesn't strike me as that type that he feels like I'm a go-getter.
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know Rafael Devers.
And Chris Rose, the great Chris Rose, joined us yesterday, said, hey, Goo, Steiny. He didn't say our names, but he was telling the listeners, hey, you brought him in to hit the ball in the bay, and I don't think he hit one in the ocean yet, at least at home. But hey, you're telling me nothing to see here.
There's a road team with an ocean?
No, it's here, home.
Right.
He ain't hit one in the basin yet.
Not yet.
Yeah.
He will. But,
We're so different.
But here's the, you ain't kidding. So here's the way you look at it and the way I look at it. Let's say Devers plays the next three games. They give him the All-Star game off. Okay?
Okay.
4 days, whatever it is. He comes out Friday. You mark my words. Comes
at
out
Toronto.
Comes out Friday and pulls the groin.
Oh,
you're
going to
be like, Steiny, he needed 7 days.
And Risotto, what's wrong with that thought process? Or that talk to us, man. Talk
you
to us.
You would not criticize Celebrini like this.
Am I criticizing?
Oh, yes. You are saying right here and right now, the Giants need to give this guy days off because of injury. Show me the medical degree.
Risotto, where are you at on this? Do I sound like I'm selling you something?
Well, the interesting thing about this is he's literally a designated hitter. So the ways in which he could get hurt, it's like everybody's like, oh, he needs a rest. But, like, technically, isn't he already getting kind of a rest?
And that's it's more alarming.
He's got to put in 5 minutes a night, pretty much.
That's what makes it more alarming you're playing 50% of the game right now.
Risotto, what do you think the average amount of time is for an at-bat? Just the average amount of time.
Answer.
I mean, like 2.5 minutes?
You think it's that much?
Three? Maybe a little less, but for a guy like Devers who takes his walks, maybe a little more.
I'm going to give him let's say tomorrow against the Dodgers, he's going to work a 7-minute shift, essentially.
Now, what about running around? We've seen him run around the bases getting sent home.
And look, David Bowie.
I've never heard that one.
It's an album and a song, and it's a great one.
Platinum?
Is that
That's good.
Probably. I mean, he sold a lot of records.
Patrick McCaw fan club. Guru panics like Shasky, but something about how Guru does it make it seem like it's less Chicken Little. No, I'm just concerned, man. But if that were to happen and the Hammy were to, or something, the growth yeah. were to, oh, it's all.
You'd take a victory marathon,
no,
wouldn't you?
But see, I don't like those.
No, you do.
Well. Miz is a wrestler, so says the chat.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I
have. Joski Love.
Is he a wrestler or is he an entertainer? He's the latter. Next week is our All-Star Week prize blowout, and we have some incredible things to give away. Warriors prize packs, Giants prize packs, a day pass to Outside Lands, a four-day pass to Aftershock, gift cards to the Valkyries merchandise store, Laughing Monk Brewery gift certificates. All you got to do next week, listen 7:30 to 12. I'm sorry, 7:30. Well, you should listen 7:30 to 12:30. But listen at 7:30 and at 12:30 and at 4:30 for your chance to win every single day next week, every show, every day. It all starts Monday. That segment brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water. Once it settled in, we knew they didn't have a chance to
sleep. Risotto, bottle this up and send it to Cooperstown, man. Yeah, just play it on loop, Donnie. We get it. But really, I thought they were going for the jugular. But you look at what the starters for the Phillies, and let's be honest, the Giants pulled a rabbit out of their hat Tuesday night. So, I mean, it is what it is, Donnie. Can you imagine where they'll be and how good they'll feel if somehow they can take two or three or even sweep the Dodgers, who have lost, what, six in a row? Or is it more than that? Man, like they're leaking oil,
okay,
but they're still in first place.
And I think what Evan would say,
well, our man, he'll be out with Randy filling in for Willard and Dibbs. They'll be holding it down.
And Evan has reminded us that over the last 17 games, the Giants are 7-10.
Oh, my God, I'm salivating.
Dude, look at him. He saw F1 last night, called me on the way home.
Okay.
A little movie talk.
Glad he didn't bother me.
Yeah, because you don't watch movies.
What was I watching last night?
The documents.
We got into a new show, The Fan. I can't remember.
You know what service? Netflix?
Probably. Aren't all the good shows on Netflix?
Yeah, Tubi too. That's what
Evan doesn't know what Tubi is.
That's where the ghetto flicks are. Like we could film a movie on the iPhone and put it on Tubi. It might work.
How you feeling about Justin Verlander?
I mean, that wasn't his worst work, Steiny. He's Chris Paul and he's old and he is your weak link in the rotation right now. And as great as Buster has done in regard to delivering Devers, Steiny, he's got to go Arsenio Hall come the deadline. It's obvious the Giants are going to need more arms. I'm more worried about the rotation than the bats because I think the bats can come around.
You can't do that.
What you mean?
I was worried before you about the pitching. I would, as Jim Mole, the great Jim Mole, one of our great P1s, but I was worried about the pitching about 3 or 4 weeks ago. So
why can't there be multiple people in the same line?
Because I have to be first. Don't you remember? That's a Ty Cobb line. Have you ever heard this?
No.
The story about Ty Cobb. He's apparently
one of my favorites.
So I guess, you know, they used to room together.
Yeah.
Have a roommate, and he had a roommate player, and he came into the hotel room one night, and his roommate was taking a bath, and he pulled the guy out of the bathtub. He threw him out of the bathtub. And the guy's like,
yikes,
what are you doing? And he said, I have to take the bath first. Well, I have to be first.
Yeah, he better be glad he wasn't rooming with me. And I'm in my birthday suit? Oh, man. But anyway, I'm like, Stanley, they need another arm. What about Roop and Birdsong? I know we're more concerned about Birdsong. We're just checking what's under the hood right now. But what if those two youngsters regress as the pressure mounts and you get closer to win this division? I'm just saying, the Giants need an arm, and they could use a batter, too. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
you already got your bat.
Okay.
He's hibernating.
Sounds to me like you're...
No, I want him to
get
healthy.
You're dotting all your I's and crossing all, like, Sonny, I think they need a bat, but they got a bat. It's not, you know what I mean? Like, so, do they need one, or did they get it?
Well, I'll tell you what. You've been single before.
Yes, I have.
If you're at a soap or cereal, what are you getting first?
So.
Yeah. And that's why that the soap
that's
here.
That's what life's about.
That was a bad one. But the soap here in this instance is an arm.
Oh. So they can still go out and get cereal. I got you. Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Fruity Pebbles, best cereal ever made.
That makes sense. All right, Goo. Just for you, I'm going to give you this. Dave Fleming.
The great Dave Fleming.
Giants announcer was asked about Devers at first base and whether or not it's going to happen, and is he hurt or not? Hey, what's going on?
I do think Devers is going to be good over there. Now, okay. Devers is hurt, and the thing about Devers is he wants to play hurt. He played hurt for a whole year recently with the Red Sox. He had that elbow thing, and he just wouldn't come out of the lineup. And Devers likes to be in there, but he, you know, it's obvious watching him, he's not healthy. So they need to get him healthy before we can really find out. But I think he's going to be good over there. He has good hands. He should be a good at the stuff that Dom Smith does.
Yikes.
Flem giving credence to Guru's.
No, I mean,
I'd say shut him down for like a month.
Stoney, stop!
Because you know those hamstrings. Jim Mole paying $2. Stoney, are you watching it. Stick on Apple TV? I'm not.
Apple TV. Jim. You talk about just a picture looking good. Anything I can watch it. I can just watch bugs on the screen. It. You're not into it, but yeah, they got high quality. Camera action on Apple TV. Shocker.
Nice. So, Devers.
Yeah. No, so that
what,
is.
What did you hear from Dave Fleming?
What the Goo was putting down is any player above report? Like, hey, Rafi, we need to talk to you 5 minutes, man. Look, we love you. You're a badass. It might not work, but give us 5 days. We need you to get better. Because Flem also said in that soundbite, Stoney, it might be starting to affect the back.
Okay. That's imagine, all. How old's Devers? 28, 29?
He's 28.
Right in his prime. Right smack dab in the middle of his prime. And I'm trying to imagine Steph Curry in his prime. Warriors need him. Oh, boy, do they need him. And Steph's like, no, I'm good. I'm in my prime. And I feel good, and I want to play. All right, go ahead and play.
But what if you're hurting us because you're not the best version of yourself?
Who would be better in the lineup than Devers, even if it's just as a threat? You gotta play Devers if he wants to.
Yeah, and he did mention that whatever issue he had in Boston, Stoney, get this, he played the whole year with it.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
I would guess that was the year they didn't win at all.
Oh,
I'm just guessing.
I don't know. Okay, yeah. Then the other thing we got to take care of with Devers is how's he fitting into the San Francisco Giants?
Trip one, he's at the big boy card table on the airplane. So, like, well, he's diving right into the mix of the social group when we travel. And Adames is his pal, and you know, he and Wilmer get along really well, and others. I mean, it's not just the Spanish-speaking players. Like, Devers is making a point of trying to get to know everybody. I've seen he and Chapman hanging out and talking a lot. So he has fit in really well with the group. He's got a smile on his face. So I think he's found a nice, comfortable baseball home here.
Like, I know you know me, and I'm a sports romantic. I dub myself that. Shout out the Warriors. That makes me melt, man. That's what it's about. And that's what the Warriors didn't do when Draymond said it with Kuminga. That stuff matters. So he's not just with the Spanish clique and the Spanish players. He's going, hanging out with – that stuff matters.
Well, it can be good. But see, again, maybe today we'll just draw out the differences between you and me.
We don't. So 4 hours is not enough.
Your heart melted. Your heart melted.
No, seriously,
when you heard that.
I got goosebumps.
You know what I heard? You know what I thought of first? I swear to God, and this is why I'm deranged.
The Pasoy problem.
This is why I'm deranged. Okay, so you're telling me Devers has just effed up this card game that the Giants have been playing. He makes 3 times more money than anybody else in that card game. He is going to up the ante. They're not going to be able to play with him because they're not in his financial tier. and he's going to ruin the game.
No, now you're going Arenas and what was my guy? What was his last name?
Javar Crittenden.
Yeah, there you go. It's not that.
I don't know.
But Steiny, I'm being real about, you know, how many days are we talking? I'm just like, I would proceed with caution.
I think they are. That's why he's still playing DH and hasn't moved the first, maybe. Hey, I'm now hearing Sticks is good. Do you know what it's about?
Sticks.
On Apple TV.
Now, somebody I used to play video games, Donnie. Seriously, Madden. And you know what they called the controller in the hood?
The remote.
You just said it. The stick.
Oh. That's
right. Yeah. Put the sticks down if you get 2100.
Yeah. No, you're right. 510? Yeah. I think we've got a different kind of Pessoy problem.
For the betterment.
You can't have Devers play and Chapman play and Adamas play, and then you got Birdsong there, and you're taking all his money, and he doesn't make any to begin with.
You know, anyway.
Okay, now let's get this out of the way, Giants-wise. And I don't know if I understand this correctly. In fact, here's how I know there's a lot of unanswered questions. I went to Lubman.
Sammy.
And I said, okay, this Will Clark, Will Fleming thing.
Boy. Like,
is this basically what happened? And here's what I said to him. I said, so Boston came into San Francisco, and Will Clark talked to Will Fleming, the Boston broadcaster.
Brother of Dave.
Clearly, at some point, Will Clark said, yeah, you know, he didn't show up for a couple work. Yeah, he was supposed to work out, and he didn't. So then Will Fleming, says, yeah, he was supposed to work out with Will Clark, and he didn't. Yeah, I just, whatever. So then, of course, Will Clark goes on his podcast and says, I know why we're supposed to work together for 3 days, and he kind of threw it away and said, but I know why he didn't want to do it. He didn't want it to be a dog and pony show. Okay. So then today...
Dude, this is like Tupac going, hit him up.
Will Clark
crashed out.
Goes off on Will Fleming.
Yes, boy.
And
Stoney part two.
It's just weird.
We're not going to even hear what Shasky was playing it as we left.
All right, I'm going to play it, but
and then
here's the thing. I'm going to be honest with Giants fans. Well, not that I'm...
No. I hate when you say that.
Yeah, well, I'll keep doing it then, because I can't stand when you say tomorrow's not promised, so... You give that up, I'll
give
that up.
That's in the Bible.
Show it to me. Show me.
I was reaching right there. Risotto, I think that's in the Bible. I think it is.
So
Proverbs.
But I don't know where we go with this is what I'm saying. But here's Will Clark all mad at Will Fleming. Here's the way I'm going to decipher it.
Yeah.
Here's Will Clark being mad at Will Fleming for Will Fleming telling a story that Will Clark told Will Fleming. And apparently didn't say, don't tell anybody this.
You know, Rafi and I are fine. I'm going to work with him, you know, whenever I get around to first base and all that. And Will Fleming, you can go f*** off, motherfucker. All right? You want to f***ing take a conversation that we're having and then blow it out of proportion because you're a f***ing East Coast piece of reporter? F*** off. All right? And... So other than that, I'm cool. But, you know, today's one of them days where, you know, shit's blown out of proportion.
Wow. And I had somebody, some smart ass in my mentions, Guru, that was AI. That wasn't Will Clark. You can need to apologize. Take that for data.
Well, I don't know that wasn't
AI. I just wonder how big of it. Now he's saying, and I would tell Will if he were right next to me like you, I'd be like, now when you get around to it, yesterday it was a must that you work with Ralphie. Now it's like when you get around to it, but I mean, it is what it is. If my man is not healthy, he ain't working. He ain't going to be in the field anytime soon. And I told Willer, who was on the verge of getting married, Steiny, I'm happy for him. He said he didn't think he was going to see Ralphie at first base at all this year. And if he's not healthy, he ain't playing the field.
And guys, the turn of events, the timeline of these events that Steiny was talking about, I don't understand it because 2 days ago, Will Fleming tweeted this. Since the whole of SF seems to be mad at me, I just want to clarify again. I was repeating a story that one of the great Giants told on his own pod. I'm not trying to push a narrative about the trade. No one has any ill will towards Rafi. It was just time for a change here.
Dude, we need to get Will on. Well,
so doesn't that make it sound like Will Fleming heard the story on the podcast and not from Will? So that's the confusing part of this. I don't understand it.
I agree. I think that's the way it went. Because if Will Fleming tweeted that or said something, like he wouldn't tweet that unless he said it after.
He tweeted that after the original story came out where it was reported that, Will Clark said that Rafi Devers blew him off.
Gotcha. Mm. You know what this is?
Whose side, John?
You know what? I'm not on Will Clark's side. Who's ever on the other side, I'm on the other side. Because here's what happened. And you can take it to the bank.
B of A.
You know, Will Clark.
Chase.
Wrote a check that he couldn't cash or whatever. He said what he said on his podcast. And he got the kind of feedback you get.
Yeah, I got you.
And
I got you.
Now he's mad that Will Fleming brought attention to it in a way.
Yeah.
Even though he said it. That's the way I'm looking at it.
Well, he either doesn't understand the power of his own platform or he knew what he was doing and he blew it out of proportion himself.
Yeah, but he clapped back.
Ooh, boy, he clapped back.
I'm going to call somebody out right now. Listen,
you think Will Fleming's going to be okay?
Put that to the side. I'm about to. We got some in-house
Shut
stuff
up.
To. Now, listen, Joe Shasky sits in this seat before me. Two greats.
There's another guy before you?
No, it's Shasky.
Oh, you said two greats.
Yeah, now come after him.
Dibs.
V&L. Dibs sits over there. So.
Oh, well, Spadone, you sit there from the 5 to 6.
Let me finish, but anyway. There's two empty water bottles.
Okay.
And I'm happy for Shasky getting his water. Dude. But you can't leave him, Joe. Like, Stan, I don't like filth. You just think of the guy after you. The clutter. I'm looking at two empty, one with no
top. Hold on, let me look.
Come on, Joe.
Yeah, that's.
And then yesterday he goes, is that yours or mine? I wanted to say it's always yours. Shasky.
I take my stuff out of here most of the time, except when I want to bother Willard. Then I just leave it right here on this
now,
corner.
Now, why would you? What an infant.
Exactly.
Why would you want to? That's how you bother
I'm an infant.
Them. Use your mouth. Verbal attack.
Well,
I leave them iffy because I can't send that to them. Oh, my God. How wankster and weak is that?
You got to lose that voice. That just bothered me there. Because
I've been going through some stuff this week, man.
I don't know. You good?
Sometimes I ask. No payday.
A quick one today?
Yeah, I got you.
Nice.
Yeah, because you're leaving.
You'll go with me.
Yeah. But no Evan.
That's fine.
Yeah. Risotto gave Evan a compliment. You left. Risotto and I, we talked about. He said this about Evan and why we've incorporated him, not just in our radio life, in our life. He said, Evan's an old soul. I said, that's Evan. Now, why would you grab your hair and try to pull it out?
Because
you can't roll with us, OGs, if you're not an old soul. Many have tried. We don't let him in. We've let it in.
He's on, like.
Grandy knocking on the door?
It's that. Here's the thing. That description for him, it's too early in the process. He's on the road to being one, but he hasn't shown it. Consistently
he's
enough.
Hung out with us.
No, that's
fine. Passing the test.
But goo. Like, for example, he still disrespects 1970s baseball. So
he does that to get at you. That's
that means
all.
He's not an old soul. When I bring up Bob Dylan or Van Morrison, he snickers. So he's still got work to do before he's officially called an old soul.
I think he's stuck up for Van Morrison, if I'm not mistaken.
He
I
said
think
it was
he's
the worst concert he's ever seen.
But I think he's a fan. Yeah,
and you said that
part.
About your favorite artist, Dylan.
I can't.
You said he shouldn't even been on. Dude, you get the disrespected times for the greats. Like, seriously.
Like who?
Dylan.
Please.
I would never say that about Tupac or Smokey Robinson, even if they're like.
What did I say? First of all. What do you think I said? Because it's probably wrong.
You said he shouldn't be doing any more Dylan concerts. I was so excited for your review. You're like, Guru, that dude's old.
Whoa. I said, I'm never going to see Dylan or Van Morrison again in concert.
That's a slap in the... Why?
Because they stink now.
You're a new booty. Because OG they stink like you? We're agents, Donnie. I don't know if you know.
So let me get this straight.
Give them some respect,
let me get this straight. So I'm a Warriors season ticket holder, okay? Yeah, and I'm a Warriors season ticket holder for 20 years, or 15 years, and I love it. You know why? Because they got Steph, and they got Clay, and they got Draymond,
right.
And
we're
like, woo! And then they get old, and guess what? They stop winning. And now I'm a season ticket holder, and I'm saying, well, wait a minute. Why should I pay all this money to see these guys when they are past their prime? And I've seen them in their prime, night after night after night.
Wow. That's why we are different. You should say it's a privilege to watch these guys go through this process of aging and giving us a dynasty. You know what? I'm going to renew my season tickets because I'm waiting on the next crop. That's what a real fan does and thinks.
This is where you and I differ. So it would be like, I have a season ticket to the Warriors 10 years ago, and it cost me $200 a seat.
Yeah.
And they win titles. And now it's 2025. They don't win titles, but the seat's $1,000.
Okay, I already get
it. I'm out.
You know who you're describing?
Yes.
Woman that dates a man when he's rolling and got funds. It's all good, Risotto. Hey, what happened? They let me go. Times are rough. See you later. That's who you are.
Times
no loyalty from Steiny. I didn't know it.
Times aren't rough. Times are old.
This is stick. Just admit it. You're losing some people, Steiny. Come on now.
I will not see those guys in concert again.
You're not a fan of them then. Like
yes, I am.
Thought. I'm riding till the wheels fall off.
Van Morrison just put a great album out. It's unbelievable.
So when you purchased that, ticket to see him, did you think someday I was going to take a pill and be Benjamin Button and be 18 years old? You had to know, dude, that, you know what I'm saying?
It came home for me that night. It did.
Oh, boy.
You know, the funny thing is I went the next night, but that ticket was laid on me for free. But I left in the...
Oh, Risotto, stay away from guys like Steiny, man. No loyalty,
Here's the other thing that happened. It said Van Morrison, 8 o'clock. And I walk into the auditorium at 8:08, and he's 7 songs in. He's like, he treats a concert like Red Lobster.
Dude, you are so...
I got to get there early for the
this
special.
This is sick. I get it.
It's actually not. What if I told you I got some Warrior Nuggets?
I'm ready. I got sauce.
I love it when the boss isn't here. Okay.
I miss him.
The American Century's here. Here's what you can do. I can sprinkle this in once in a while. All right, so we're going down this American Century Championship. Yeah. It's the golf tournament up in Tahoe. Curry's there.
ACC!
And listen to some of these names. Roger Clemens, Carson Daly. I found out Colin Jost is married to Scarlett Johansson.
Oh,
Gary Sheffield, David Wells, Jason Wirth, Devontae Adams, Derek Carr, Alex Caruso, Tim Brown, Patrick Peterson, Emmett Smith. And then we get to this guy, and I don't know who he is. We're going to break. So 888-957-9570 if you want to text me who this guy is. Michael Pena. P-E-N-A. Who the hell is he? Because he's in the celebrity, the American Century Celebrity Classic. Help me out.
An actor, Steiny.
I wanted to wait.
Oh, my bad.
You know what? I need more specifics. You're an actor.
You are. No, I did Stella.
You did Death of a Salesman? Oh, no, that was... No, that's... is that Cat on a Hot Tin Roof? It's On the Waterfront. You did On the Waterfront? Seriously.
I'll tell you when we get back.
Okay. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. I think he just made it up, but it is a famous line. Here for you. Here for good.